Senate Republican leaders were hoping that John Bolton would be confirmed as ambassador to the United Nations this week, but that has not happened, despite new efforts by both sides to break a two-week-old stalemate on the nomination. NPR's David Wellna has this update.
Senate Democrats blocked Bolton's confirmation vote 2 weeks ago on the grounds the Bush administration had withheld key secret documents related to his nomination. It was an unexpected setback, both for the White House and for Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. Last night, Frist vowed that the standoff that's ensued will end soon.
We continue to work on it every day. The principals who have objected to giving him that up or down vote, we continue to talk to every day. So I believe it will be next week. I believe he will be confirmed. I'm confident he'll be confirmed, and I hope it will be in the early part of next week.
Frist's optimism may be due at least in part to a new offer by senior Democrats on the Foreign Relations Committee aimed at breaking the logjam over Bolton. In what may be a sign of growing concern over the standoff by administration officials, Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd says he was told the White House wanted another proposal from him after an earlier one he made was rejected. It has to do with checking the names of 19 Americans that appeared in intercepts requested by Bolton.
I could be naive about this. They may have just been setting me up to tell me no again, but I'd like to believe they're serious.
Democrats suspect Bolton may have requested the intercepts to undermine rival policymakers. They also want to see how much Bolton took part in internal debates over assertions he sought to make on Syria's weapons capacity. Joe Biden is the Foreign Relations Panel's top Democrat. He says his caucus is united in demanding those documents.
I think that it'd be very difficult for Mr. Bolton to get a vote absent some change in administration's position in making available the material that was asked for.
President Bush contends that Democrats are simply trying to stall Bolton's nomination. In the past, Mr. Bush has given other bloc nominees recess appointments. Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel says he should not do so with Bolton.
I don't think that would be a good idea. You want to send a UN ambassador up there with bipartisan support, hopefully, which doesn't appear to be the case, with strong bipartisan support.
Hagel says he would not advise withdrawing Bolton's nomination, at least not yet. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.